Welcome to our second study in the Curious Scenes podcast. In our previous study, we discussed some of the details found in the story of Samson and some of the preconceptions that we place on him that are or aren't supported by the text. In this study, we're going to examine an exchange between Jesus and one of his disciples, a teaching moment that comes up in the book of Matthew, chapter 18, verses 21 through 35. We will examine the context of the teaching, the words exchanged, and the point that Jesus is making. If you are in our Out of Water group, read Matthew chapter 18 and leave your thoughts on this teaching moment and what you think the point is that Jesus is trying to make. We're going to start our discussion of Matthew chapter 18 at the pinnacle of the chapter and start introducing concepts as we go back through the chapter and peel back the layers and understand the context of what is being brought up. First of all, we need to know who these people are that are talking in this chapter. Jesus and Peter. Who are these guys? First up, who is Jesus? While this is a very packed and loaded question, we will address some of the integral concepts needed to answer this question. Historically, in or outside of the Bible, Jesus was an Israelite who died about 40 years before the destruction of the temple in 70 AD. Jesus was considered to be a teacher and had many followers. Jesus was crucified, buried, and hundreds of witnesses claimed to see him after his death and burial. So, assuming you have at least some idea of what it means to be an Israelite, a descendant of the people of Israel, Scripture states that Jesus is also a descendant of the Israel tribe of Judah. You can take a look at the genealogical lists of Jesus in Matthew chapter 1 and Luke chapter 3. Jesus descending from the tribe of Judah is significant because of a promise that God makes to the second king of Israel, King David. David was also from the line of Judah. God tells David that his throne, the kingship, will not depart from his descendants. Your throne will be established forever. This can be found in 2 Samuel 7, verses 1 through 17. And even before this, in Genesis chapter 49, the individual man Judah himself also has kingship mentioned in the blessing he received from his father, Israel. Israel was formerly known as Jacob before he was assigned new identity by God in Genesis chapter 32. Our second Jesus identifier we're going to discuss here, Jesus was known as a teacher and had many followers. So what kind of teacher was Jesus anyway? Well, technically, he was a sage. However, this term was changed a little later in history to be rabbi. While the name of this title had changed, I will just be using the term rabbi because it is more familiar and still fits perfectly to describe the culture and practices of Jesus as a teacher of his day. Rabbis were Israelite men who pursued a higher level of education and practice of the Old Testament scriptures, oral traditions, and interpretations. To really understand this a little better, we need a decent picture of the education and expectations of males within the culture of Israel during this time. This will be a brief description of the age and the levels of learning in the culture. Formal education would begin at 5 years old, beginning with official study of scripture, reading and reciting texts, specifically the Torah, the first five books of the Old Testament. By the age of 10, a student would be studying what would later be called the Mishnah and the rest of the Old Testament. By the age of 13, an Israelite boy would have a coming-of-age ceremony. This is represented in the Bar Mitzvah. Around this age would be the age of elective studies, a further education, a higher education, a study of the Talmud, rabbinic legal decisions. Age 18 would bring the bridal canopy, the ideal age to marry. By the age 19, an adult male would be paying the temple tax. And age 20 would be the pursuit of livelihood. This would be the ideal age for a person to start independent work or an individual's career path. Age 30 was considered the peak of strength. 10 years of doing what you do as your profession, and you're also very physically capable. Nonsense. I'm in my prime. These descriptions do give us some indications of Peter's possible age. Peter is married, and he does ask about money to pay the temple tax. So with this information in mind, the average boy of Israel would know the first five books of the Old Testament, the Torah, at a minimum, and have most of it memorized. By the age of 12 to 13, Israelite boys would have been expected to do one of two things: pursue study of the scriptures, or pursued a trade, likely the trade of their father. This elective higher learning would take place at a school, and the best of the best would have been tested by a rabbi of their choosing, a rabbi that they wanted to be just like in every possible way. If then the rabbi selected the student, that would mean they thought the student was capable of becoming a teacher just like them. The student would then spend most of their time living with and traveling with the rabbi. You may recall Jesus saying phrases like, to be like the teacher, or follow me, or people asking Jesus, how can I be like you? These are likely references to this kind of teacher-student relationship. However, Jesus does seem to be untraditional in his student selection process. In Matthew 5:18 through 21, Jesus calls Simon Peter and his brother Andrew to come follow me, and then tells them that they will become fishers of men. Jesus then calls James and John, the sons of Zebedee, who were fishing with their father, which means these guys didn't make the cut to pursue higher learning of the scriptures, or they weren't old enough to go through that process yet. In either case, Jesus, the rabbi, chooses these students, the disciples, not the other way around. Jesus is calling them to a new and higher purpose. They were in a culture that was very comfortable with the idea that these guys were not capable of achieving anything beyond where they were. They weren't good enough. In the book of Acts, chapter 4, verses 13 through 22, the disciples Peter and John were brought before the Sanhedrin, which was like a ruling council of Judean law and practice. These verses say that the men of the Sanhedrin realized that Peter and John were unschooled, ordinary men. They were astonished and took note that these men had been with Jesus. You do not need to be a highly educated person to pursue this rabbi, to follow after him, to know him, and become more and more like Jesus. All right, and that's where we're going to stop for now. Remember, if you are in the Out of Water group, read Matthew chapter 18 and post your thoughts and questions. What do you think the point is that Jesus is making to Peter in verses 21 through 35? And in our next episode, we will examine some of the teaching methods used by this rabbi, Jesus. Thank you guys, and God bless.